Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soku Sibiya, who joins us every morning to share some wonderful news coming out of the African continent. Soku, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Abin Willi, and to listeners.
Thank you so much, Soku. How was your weekend? Good? Happy?
Yes, a good weekend, an interesting weekend.
And you set in, as you mentioned,
Yes, I did.
Some friends called you.
Saturday, I watched the funeral the whole day.
You watched what?
And then Sunday. I watched the funeral the whole day on Saturday.
Oh, you watched the funeral the whole day on Saturday? Yeah. Okay. So cool. Okay, good though. Tell me about African writers telling our own stories.
Well, what's been happening is in recent years, more and more people are finding out, as we've always said in this show, is that, you know, only your story can be told best by you or the people who are experiencing that reality. And what African writers are finding is that many of the stories are written by outsiders. So it's always a representation that never really fully gets the point or the gist or the nuances that we as Africans live. And what people have done now is that they've actually created their own spaces to write about their own stories. And what this has done is that many African writers have started even journals, online journals, just to talk about the issues that Africans face. So you find this across major cities, especially some places like Johannesburg in Lagos in Nigeria, as well as in Nairobi in Kenya, where people are now starting journals where they start to represent, to showcase and display writings from people from communities in that in those places I've mentioned, as well as trying to find manuscripts and literary works and other, you know, and other historical books or pieces of literature from other parts of Africa. And this is just to always, because I think what's happened in past years is that as Africans we don't really find a space in terms of our voices. So it's always a European voice or Western voice writing about Africa, and it's never about the African themselves writing about their own experiences. And this has created a void or a gap where people are always feeling that as Africans we don't get represented. So now spaces have been created whereby we can now compete with literary works. So if you think about the Shakespeare's, if you think about the writings of French literature or authors, or any of these big major cities that are always known to have literary works, this is what writers in Africa are trying to create, a hub of literary works where you can now start quoting African writers, whether it be people like Wole Soyinka from Nigeria, or you can quote people like Timo from Kenya, or even our own. You know, we've got our own writers in South Africa as well, where we can start quoting these people in terms of who write about philosophy, who write about fiction, who write about different genres, and not always just you know, a struggle or liberation movement, but other pieces of work that we can also quote and actually even start learning in our universities. And this is what we are trying to create as Africans. And I think as Africa moves, you know, like I talk about Africa as one mass, which is what many people like to talk about, but there is a movement where people are trying to become unified in terms of one voice and making sure that this voice gets represented throughout the world.
And I mean, speaking to that, Soku, one of the things that I always feel that in South Africa we don't encourage or we don't do is that we don't encourage reading enough. I really feel we don't talk about it enough. I was one of those individuals. I've always enjoyed my TV and I've never really been inclined to reading until I started once, you know, just getting into it a little bit by bit. And the wealth of knowledge that you find in a book compared to television. Now, I'm not going to say I'm still an avid reader, but I do read once, you know, books here and there. But that culture of wanting to read. So we're doing right now that we're writing our own stories. But I think we need to foster or push in that culture that it's okay to once a week, maybe twice a week, three times a week, just read something.
Yes, exactly. You know, in some schools, I always think, like, for example, in my daughter's school, they have a class, a lesson. For example, if you were to go learn English or mathematics, they actually have a lesson where it's called drop everything and read. And that's what the whole school does. At that time, the whole school everybody has to read something. So they either take something out of the library and read. But what I think now we need to start getting into is to make sure that even in our libraries, in our schools, that the books are African. You know, that we start listening to these voices. There was something I read a few months ago whereby a school in Switzerland, all the 16-year-olds, they were actually given the book written by Chimamanda Adichie Ngozi about feminism. And they're now reading African writers in terms of how we view women on the continent. And I thought that's a brilliant idea. We should start actually promoting African writers, our own writers within the schooling system, so we can start, so that our kids can start quoting, you know, as how we quote Shakespeare when we want to make an example. They should be able to quote an African writer, whether it's South African for now, and then we start expanding as they go higher in the education system. But to actually, as you reiterate that point, when we start reading our own, reading and identifying the stories that make sense to us.
Ah, lovely. And I'll tell you, always my favorite book of all time. Always. Things Fall Apart by Chinua Achebe. Oh,
exactly.
I still think of that main character, Okonkwo. It just resonated with me, that book. Things Fall Apart by Chinua Achebe. To you listening at home, if you can, do yourself a favor and have a read through that. Soku, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Have a beautiful morning further.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much.